वैकुंठ बिहारी। गोपी जन बालवा गिरि पर धारी, गोपी जन बालवा गिरि पर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, यमुना तीरा वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टतर सत सी सी मार इज डिवाइन ग्रेस शील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन संस्थापकाचार्य जगद्गुरु शील प्रभुपाद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 7, entitled Scheduled Incarnations, text number 2. We welcome any yatris who have returned from Vrindavan. You're back home now. Some of you may have gone for different reasons, going on a yatra. There was the Brajamandal Parikrama taken out by Bhadra Prabhu and Lokanath Swami and others. Then there was the Maha Yatra by His Holiness Radhanath Swami. I think many of them are getting back today. And then there was Dandavat Parikrama of Govardhan, which is not exactly in our line, but yeah, it means there for our sadhus, maybe who live in Govardhan, but we are Gosthiyanandis. Prabhupada said that one can, if one is not accustomed, especially foreigners are not accustomed to walking in barefoot, therefore Prabhupada authorized us to do parikrama of Govardhan with shoes. Of course, the local residents will look at you with a nasty look on their face, but they have no interest in spiritual life except for their own salvation. But a preacher, a Gosthiyanandi, he takes great risk by living in the middle of materialistic men and preaching to them, even when he is sometimes abused, beaten, put in jail, even killed. But still the Vaishnava, Narayana Parasarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati Svarga Apavargasya Nartavrithaya. Vaishnava doesn't care whether he is in heaven or hell, as long as he can serve Krishna. So we go to Vrindavan to charge our batteries, to renew our preaching spirit. Then we come back to the city where we may have our business and our home. And jari deko tari kaho Krishna upadesh. We try to give. We try to follow Srila Prabhupada. He, in his whole preaching career, he spent some years in Vrindavan, but he stayed there. And he was basically preparing for a Mahayagya to preach in the West. But he never encouraged any of us to retire in Vrindavan. He said, retire from work, but don't retire from life. The life is Krishna consciousness, so. Jato Rucher Ajanayat Suyaman Suyagya Akuti Sunur Amaran Atha Dakshinayam Lokatrayasya Mahatim Aharad Yad Artim Swayambhuvena Manuna Harir Iti Anuktaha Jato Ruchera Janayat Suyaman Suyagya. Akuti sunur amaranat dakshinayam lokatrayasya mahitim maharadya dartim. Svayam bhuvena manuna hariritya nukta. Jataha was born Ruchehe of the wife of Prajapati Anjanayat, gave birth Suyaman, headed by Suyama. Suyagyaha Suyagya Akuti Sunuhu, of the son of Akuti, Amaran, the demigods, Atha, thus, Dakshinayam, unto the wife of the name Dakshina, Loka, the planetary systems, Trayasya, of the three, Mahatim, very great, Aharat, diminished, yet all those, Artim, distresses, Swayambhuvena, by the Manu named Swayambhuva. Manuna, by the father of mankind. Harihi, Hari. Iti, thus. Anuktaha, named. the Prajapati first begot Suyagya in the womb of his wife Akuti. And then Suyagya begot demigods headed by Suyama in the womb of his wife Dakshina. Suyagya, as the Indradeva, diminished very great miseries in the three planetary systems, upper, lower, and intermediate. And because he so diminished the miseries of the universe, he was later called Hari by the great father of mankind, namely Swayambhuva Manu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In order to guard against the invention of unauthorized incarnations of God by the fanciful, less intelligent persons, the name of the father of the bona fide incarnation is also mentioned in the authorized revealed scriptures. No one, therefore, can be accepted as an incarnation of the Lord if his father's name, as well as the name of the village or place in which he appeared, is not mentioned by the authorized scriptures. In the Bhagavat Purana, the name of the Kalki incarnation, which is to take place in almost 400,000 years, is mentioned along with the name of his father and the name of the village in which he will appear. A sane man, therefore, does not accept any cheap addition of an incarnation without reference to the authorized scriptures. So it is great compassion, the great love of Lord Krishna for the fallen conditioned souls that he sends us the revealed scriptures. Otherwise, in this age, we are described by the sages in Naimisharanya, just before the advent of Kali Yuga, the sages met in the forest of Naimisharanya, which is described as the center, the hub of the wheel of the universe. So there's great potency there, there's great energy there, and any yajna performed there, formerly, brahmanas and sages would perform different kinds of yajnas, such as homa, yajna, aswamedha yajna, this yajna, that yajna, Rohini Tanaya knows, and others. In Kali Yuga, these yajnas are not as effective as the Nam Sankirtan Yajna. Yajnai Sankirtanai Prayari Jantihi Sumedasa. So the sages wanted to perform some yajna to help those who would be born in Kali Yuga. That means us. They wanted to help us because we're here, born in Kali Yuga. So they described in this age that people would be manda bhagya, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya, very short in duration of life, 100 years, if you're lucky. Even with modern medical science, machines, this, that, they can't generally keep someone alive longer than 65 years. It's not a long time. Sometimes they're able to keep his body alive, but his brain is dead, maybe in a coma for years, and they're really happy about that. Look at keeping him alive. He's a vegetable, but he's alive. No, the fact is, it is our destiny that we will only live a short life. And even in a short life, we're troubled by bad karma. In other words, if you lived a long life, you could expect I'll have some good karma and bad karma, and the bad karma will add up to a lot of bad karma. But even in a short life, we're troubled by a lot of bad karma. In other words, there's not much so-called good karma, good fortune. Manda bhagya, bhagya means fortune. Not much good fortune in Kali Yuga. You work hard all day, all night, hoping to get enough where you can have a little security, some house, some money in the bank, education for your children, just enough. Maybe not even, you don't want a lot, just want enough so that you have security and peace of mind. But in Kali Yuga, it's very hard to get even that. And even if you get that, some rascal will come and steal it away. Because everyone is envious in Kali Yuga. Envious of others. So, troubled by bad karma. Very superficial interest in spiritual life. I'm really surprised in the land of Dharma, one would expect that people would be very... In other words, when we read the Bhagavad Gita and we heard from Srila Prabhupada about Vedic culture and India, he was talking about the past. But we expected when we came to India to find that everyone was very pious, everyone was very religious. So we got a big shock to find that people were mostly interested in roti, kapra, or makan. They were mostly interested in getting out of India and going to America or some other place where they could get facility for enjoying their senses. And very, very few people were actually interested in spiritual life. Some were interested in making a show. Some were interested in Mayavad, my own salvation, my own liberation. Forget the rest of the world, just me. And it's extended. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. In the material world, the consciousness of the living beings is, because of their initial attraction, punksa striya, mithuni bhavam etad, tayor mito hridaya, hridaya granti mahu, ato griha chetra suta apta vitaya, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. People are distracted. They're attracted and distracted. Distracted from their swartha gatim. Their real self-interest is spiritual life. We already described the body can't last. So one should take an interest in his spiritual life. But people are distracted from that by the greatest form of distraction is sex. Coitus, the genital sex. It's a perverted reflection of love of Krishna. It's the opposite end. Love of Krishna is ecstatic in the spiritual world, and love of the vagina is ecstatic in the material world. But you pay a heavy, heavy price. You become addicted to the body, and you get old, you get diseased, you die, and all of this because of mithuni bhav. You're satchit ananda, you're attracted to the mithuni bhav, therefore you experience something different. You don't experience your nature. Swabhav, what is your nature? Sat, chit, ananda. But you experience asat, achit, nirananda. How can you be happy? You can never be happy in this world. You don't belong in this moh. And you don't belong in this brahm, in this illusion. But here we are, because of this false attraction. So that false attraction is also expanded as a desire for things. Why is it that people are so materialistic today? Why is it that people want more and more cars, more and more houses, more and more nightclubs, more and more trips here and there and abroad? What is generating all of this enthusiasm for temporary material pleasures? It starts from mithuni bhav and expands. Atho, griha, chetra, suta, aptavitaya. One wants a house where one can go with one's life, wife. One's life is one's wife. One can go with one's wife and lay down on a bed and as if nobody else knew what you were doing, you know, in private. The dogs do in public, and the materialistic men go in private in their house. And then there's always going to be children at some stage. You can try and kill all the children, and then you'll really see what bad karma is all about. But children will come, and then you need some griha, some chetra, some land. You need to think about your education and their education, sutta, apta, vitai. So many things you need. And the result is, I get all these things around me, and I think, this is mine. This is mine. I'm the enjoyer. I'm the controller. Forget Krishna. The temple's not mine, that's Krishna's. This is my temple. My house, I'm master here. I'm God. I'm the controller in my little house. Death knocks on the door. No, you can't come in. This is my house. Sorry. It's all taken away. Eventually. Too quickly. 60, 65, 70 years. And even that, you get maybe, if you're lucky, you get maybe 50 years of blissful ignorance. But believe me, the last 10, 15, 20 years, it's all struggle. Because of your sinful activities, not even gross sinful activities, because of irregular eating, because of no schedule, because of chasing the almighty dollar day and night, your body breaks down. I don't care if you buy a Mercedes-Benz. If you don't put any oil in the car, if you drive it, you know, 50,000 miles in the first month, it may be a Rolls Royce, it may be a Maserati or whatever you... It'll break down. So we drive these machines so hard to chase after that illusory happiness. We get distracted from the real goal of our life. And then when our body starts to break down, why is God doing this to me? Why is this happening? We invent our own suffering. We are the captain of our destiny, in one sense. We're the captain of our destiny. The best way to know your future is to create it. You create your future by living according to God's laws, by living a simple life, a balanced life. So Krishna's so kind, he comes to this material world and he gives us the Vedic literatures, which are full of so many instructions how to become balanced, how to deal with the imbalance in our lives, how to be happy in every way, even materially. You can only eat so much. You can only sleep so much. You can only have so much sex. But people try for more and more, and they get diseased, eating too much, sleeping too much, even too much sex. They get impotent. There was one so-called big incarnation of God from Bengal. Most of them are from Bengal or from South. Not too many from North, but anyway, this one from Bengal, you know, he had a famous disciple who went to the West. Anyway, by so much sex life, and he was God, right? So much sex life, he became impotent. That's what happens. You do anything to the extreme and you get a heavy reaction. So Krishna's giving us the standard, how to do, what to do, why to do, when to do, for everything. All we have to do, Krishna's given us the written scriptures because we have no brain. We can't remember the wisdom that is passed down through the ages. We can't remember it. So we have to write it down. And that's Kali Yuga. But even then, with the written instructions, we still can't understand. People can't understand. Therefore, they invent their own religion. But in the scriptures, it is described who the incarnations of God are. And there's nothing about Satya, South India, Baba. Nothing about, you know, the sitar player by a different name. There's nothing about all these bogus Bhagavans in the scripture. In the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was one, Vishika Sena, and he actually had some potency, but he liked to do Ras Leela. What he did was, he had a big head of hair, and he had some Shakti in his hair. This often, even in the Bible, is the story of Samson, this very strong, powerful person named Samson, and he came in touch with Delilah, beautiful Apsara in the Bible. And she wanted to conquer him, so she got him to cut off all his hair, and then he lost all his power. And same thing, Bhishikasena, he was terrorizing the people, claiming he was God, polluting young girls, saying he was God and he wanted to do Rasa Leela, and stupid people, because they didn't read the Shastra, because they didn't understand. They were sincere but stupid. Sincere and stupid is not enough. You have to be sincere and intelligent. So they would actually send their daughters to dance with Bhishikasena Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, complaints came to him. So he called that man to the court. He was the magistrate. He brought him to court and convicted him and threw him in jail. First of all, he shaved off all his hair. threw him in jail. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's whole family became sick. He, his wife, his children, they all became deathly sick. Actually, this was the day before the trial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur still came to the trial and presided over the trial and convicted him, cut off his hair. And he died a little while later in jail because he lost all his juice, all his so-called shakti. But people are cheated so easily. All they have to do is look in the scriptures and hear from someone who's speaking the scriptures. Just like Prabhupada said here, Lord Kalki, he's predicted at the end of Kali Yuga. And there's a description. It's, you know, it's bad now, but we're only 5,000 years into Kali Yuga. It's going to get much worse, much, much worse. There are things that have already happened which most of you have never seen. There are places in the world where people eat for lunch the fetus, aborted fetus of children. It's very tasty. Human flesh is very, very soft and tender, and people eat that. There's a restaurant. Where? In New York. People know about it. It was an underground, they didn't advertise in Times Square. Get, you know, sirloin fetus, you know, served at Andy Warhol's restaurant. But most young people in those days knew about it. And so many horrible things go on this planet that we don't know about. But it is going to get worse. It's getting worse even in India. Shocking things are going on. Okay, here's one. I've often quoted this. I don't know if it has stopped. I know it was a big problem before. It may still be there. I'm sure it is. Wealthy families, they're supposed to be leaders of society. So the wife gets pregnant. They don't want a girl. Girl means you have to maintain them. You know, maybe they get a BCom or something just for show. But you have to feed them. Maybe they produce something in the household, but you could hire a servant cheaper. And then you have to pay a big dowry to get them married. And so people will have a sonogram. Scan the womb. Is it a male or a female fetus? Female abortion. That was going on in the land of Bharat, the land of Ram and Krishna. How does it happen? It's Kali Yuga. But it's going to go on for another 400,000 years. 427,000 years. The total duration of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. So at the end, when the next incarnation comes, he won't be able to sit down and give a class. He won't have a tape ministry or, you know, video productions. People will have no brain. They'll all be little pigs, practically. Humans, but they'll be about this high. If you're this high, you're considered fit for the NBA, you know. Chicago Bulls, you know. Little 2 foot men. You'll be considered tall. That's the end. That's how it's going to end. It's getting worse, and it's going to get worse. If you live for 20 years, they'll say, whoa, he's an old man. Shh. The average age of 10 years old, you're dead. That's your life. And as far as choices of food, there'll be nothing left on the planet to eat. So what's left to eat? Other human beings, so-called human beings. That's what people will do. They'll eat each other. So Kalki won't be able to give any Bhagavatam classes. He'll just come to kill. Chop off people's heads. And they'll be killed by God, so they'll be blessed. That will be their blessing. If you happen to stick around that long, try to get at the head of the line so you can get killed by Kalki right away. Try to get at the front of the queue. But is this true or not? Well, it's mentioned that his father will be Vishnu, Yasha, and he will appear in a village in India that is actually still existing today, Shambhala. There is a place in India, Prabhupada mentions, perhaps that's where Kalki will come. I don't know if it'll still be there 400,000 years from now, but Kalki will come. And, okay, forget Kalki. That's remote. That's a long time away. But Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, and therein the prediction was given about Lord Buddha, Gautam Buddha, that he would appear in Gaya, the town of Gaya, and his mother's name would be Anjana. It's there in the scripture. It happened 2,600 years ago. It happened exactly as it was described in scripture. So we don't need to concoct incarnations. What is that Ma that they had a few years ago? I forget. She disappeared, apparently, but I haven't seen much about her. But somebody, Ma. No, they used to see her all over Bombay and even in other parts of India. Somebody or other, Ma, the latest incarnation. I can't hear. You have to speak loudly. No, not Amritananda. This was really weird. It was really an invented name. Anyway. Nah. We don't need to do this. The authorized incarnations are there. The Yuga Dharma, we know, it's chanting Hare Krishna, Yajna Sankirtan. It's very simple. So, here, Prabhupada mentions that no one can be accepted as an incarnation unless his father's name is, well, as the village is mentioned in the authorized scriptures. And here, of course, Lord Brahma was the creator of the universe, and he created Swayambhuva Manu and his wife, and they had children, 5 children, I believe, 2 sons and 3 daughters. These were the Prajapatis. Here the word is mentioned Prajapati, but in the word meanings, it is Ruchehe or Ruchi. So he was one of the sons, and Swayambhuva Manu, he gave his Well, he first begot Suyagya, and in the womb of Suyagya's wife, Akuti, begot demigod Suyama, etc. So, this is the process of creation, and this is how the universe began. Persons all came from persons. Life came from life, is coming from life, and will come from life. In the past it was true. At present, we do not see any persons being born from carbon or hydrogen. There's no persons being born from inert matter. Persons come, especially in one sense, everything is personal, everything is the energy of God, but we call someone a jiva soul when they have some level of awareness. The lowest life form that we recognize is the Indragopa germ. Scientists talk about E. coli. Well, the Vedas talk about Indragopa, but the point is there is a cell, one-celled living entity that appears to have symptoms of consciousness. A stone is a person. I have some of the most beautiful rocks in all the universe in my house. One of them is Kerala Vadana Nasingha. Another one is Ghora Nasimha. And another one is Ugra Nasimha. And another one is Nasinghadev and Srivatsa Lakshmi and Sudarshan and Dwarka. Some will say, why are you worshipping rocks? No, they're persons. They're protecting me. There's energy there. You can feel them. You can feel their bones. But it's not easy. They don't get up and walk over to the prasadam hall for prasadam. They don't go to the restaurant. They don't come to the temple for worship, for being worshipped. It's not easy to understand that they're persons. But the lowest level of conscious being is there. But everything is very orderly. Everything is coming down from the original person. Everything is an expansion, either Svangsa or Vibhinangsa, expansion of Krishna. And Suyagya, he was such a powerful leader. Now this is what we need today. We need quality leadership. Because we all are humble souls. We found ourselves here in this world. It's hard to understand how we came here, why we came here. But we're trying to be good. And we're trying to know and we're trying to serve. We're trying to do the right thing. Most of us have this simple sincerity. We're trying to do the right thing. But we're getting cheated by leaders in the religious field, in the political field, in the social field, in the scientific world, all around us. So many people exploit and cheat. What we need is quality men, men of integrity, men of character. Their ethics is coming from their character. They're honest. You describe the 26 qualities of a pure devotee, and you'll see those are the real qualities of a man of character. Purity, simplicity, humility, honesty. And one can develop these qualities by serving someone who has those qualities, by associating with and serving. We're all capable of being completely pure. We have 78% of the qualities of Vishnu in minute quantity. But we're not manifesting those qualities because we're covered. So by devotional service, we uncover, we scrape away the dust and dirt. Our true nature shines through. And we need leaders who can guide us, spiritual men, Rajarshis, Raja, leader, but a Rishi also. Rajarshi means Raja, Rishi. Most people think about themselves first, and then they think about their children. and the future of their children. Many people nowadays, I hear in the West especially, but even in India, people say, what is the use in having children? I wouldn't want to bring a child into a world which is full of so much suffering and corruption. What is the use in having children? So people think about the future of their children. How will they live? Will they have enough? Will they be peaceful? Let them benefit from my austerities. So if we really think in that way, then we should create their future by working together to develop an umbrella that will protect us from the falling rain of Rajaguna, Tamaguna in Kali Yuga, Tamasi Ma Jyotirgama. We want shade, we want knowledge, we want shade from the miseries. So Krishna is known as Hari. He can take away all of our suffering. That word, Hari, has various meanings, but one of the most important meanings is that he vanquishes all the miseries and distress of his devotees. It's there in the example of Suyagya. He protected his citizens. He took care of them in every way. He was concerned for them. He thought about them. He followed the example of Ramachandra. He thought about them all the time. Therefore, there were no miseries in his kingdom. That type of leadership we need. Nowadays, we simply have Sudras in the position of Kshatriyas. In fact, I think there's a reservation. There must be a reservation for unqualified men to take the post of leaders. Not by birth, just it seems like every leader we get, you know, we get rid of the lion and the next one's a tiger. Because there's, just like in Bombay today, girls know, there's a shortage of boys. To find a good husband is very difficult. Some of you parents know it also. To find a good husband for your daughter is hard. So in the same way, it's hard to find good leaders. Very hard. We're going to have to start from ground zero. We're going to start from the beginning. We've got to have regular training. We've got to be as good examples as we can so the next generation will get inspired and become a little better. And the third generation a little better. Then we'll find that Hari, the miseries of material existence, will be at least avoided by those who come under the umbrella, come into the shade, come into the shelter. Krishna is prepared to protect and guide everyone. But we have to be ready to take protection. Someone may be providing protection, but if you want to avoid being protected, then what can be done? Krishna's prepared. He says it, he has said it, the acharyas know it. It's there in the scripture, the books which we should be reading, but haven't read. We have to read it over and over and over again. It's not just Vedavyas wrote the Bhagavatam, Vedavyas wrote the books, we read it once and we know everything. No, that would be nice. We don't even have that much intelligence. We can't remember it when we hear it. We can't remember it when we read it. We have to study it. And we have to read it again and again and again. then we begin to understand. This is the process. It's unfortunate, but who chose to come here to Kali Yuga? Whose fault is it? This mess we are in. Who can be blamed? Sometimes people ask me, Hare Krishna Maharaj, how are you doing? How's your health? And I say, it's an expression in America. I say, I can't complain. You know, chalta hai. I can't complain. Who would I complain to anyway? If I wanted to complain, who am I going to complain to? I'm here because of my purva karma. My fault. I got the result. We're here. So now we have to pick ourselves up and do something about it, and Krishna will help us. And one way we can do that, just demonstrate. Sometimes, just like in a marriage, you know, you get married and the first year is full of loving exchanges and, you know, so many of you bring gifts every day and, you know, you're going on the road and the guys are selling the flowers and you buy them and bring them to your wife. You know, the first year is great, and maybe the second year. After the third year, it's like, ho-hum. Okay, you know, we're married now, locked in, you know. So you stop. So after some time, you know, the relationship goes sour. You have to renew your marriage vows, etc. You have to renew those promises to protect and honor and to guide spiritually and to set a good example. You have to renew those so that you remember them and she remembers them, and, you know, there's hope then. If Krishna's in the center, there's hope. Otherwise, 60%, 65% of all marriages end in divorce, separation, or annulment. And India is no exception. We think, oh, this doesn't happen in India. Sure it does. So, especially in Bombay or in Ahmedabad or whatever, Baroda. It happens. It definitely happens. So if we want to change our relationship with Krishna, which we've neglected for so long, there are some little things we can do to show our good intentions. We want to reawaken our relationship. There's some little things that we can do. Not big things. Sometimes little things. You know, you forget her birthday and she doesn't speak to you for 2 months. It's a little thing, you know. If a man forgets another man's birthday, it doesn't matter. Just go out and have a drink or something, you know, whatever. They don't worry about it, but you forget your wife's birthday. You know, she may not speak to you again. You know, you got to take her out. You got to give her a diamond ring and, you know, so many things. You forgot my birthday. Well, Krishna's like that too. There are little things that can be big things. And one of those little things is coming up in the month of December. You can take part in the December book marathon. You're all salespeople. All of you, well, you may be a businessman, you may be working for a company, but it's a consumer society. Money is circled around by buying and selling. So one way or another, you're connected with buying and selling. So all we are asking, all Prabhupada is asking you, show your bona fide intention. Distribute some books in December. And if you can't even do that much, Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam.